The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to 2025. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Hi, Robin.
Hello there, and Happy New Year to you.
You as well. I joked about filling out checks last week when we talked, but I filled out an online form, and I did the same thing anyway, 2024.
So I do the same, you know, like our contracts are online, right? And so we do it, but you still have to put the year in, and it's still really hard to get used to it. But it'll take us a few weeks, and then we'll have her down.
I saw on Facebook that you are already out working right on New Year's Day.
I had a listing appointment on New Year's Day. I had a listing appointment on January 2nd. I had a closing on January 3rd. And I've been showing houses. I have been busy. I'm off to a good start. We carried over a lot of business from last year. So I know you remember me saying, you know, it was the end of the year was approaching. We hadn't reached our 100 million in volume sold. And you know me, I'm Miss Goal Setter. And when I set a goal, I set it for one purpose, and that is to reach it. So I'm like, all right, we've got to do $8 million in volume. And when you have an average sale price of, you know, $360,000, that's a few transactions we had to get done. So I said, if we really focus and we reach out and we are searching out for things that our buyers are looking for and put some extra effort and work, we can do this. And so we managed to not only reach our $100 million goal, which, you know, we did that prior to Thanksgiving because I was very thankful for that. We finished the year with $108,500,000 worth of transactions. So, of course, all of those didn't close last year. So we have quite a bit of business already on the books for 2025. So we already have, we're already up 21% over last year. And today is, you know, 1 week into the year. So yeah, we're doing fabulous. I'm super excited and looking forward to another great year in real estate. I know 2024 wasn't great for all realtors, but it most certainly was for us. And I think for teams as a whole, over individual agents from everything I've read and heard, because I think it's just teams dominate the market. So,
anyway. Yeah, everything you've told me and my own observations, to be honest with you, if I was a realtor, I can't imagine going it alone because of the many advantages that you've listed for being a member of a team.
Well, it's just so much better, A, for our own personal life, but B, for our clients, because our clients, if I'm one person trying to serve, I personally did 88 transactions last year. Okay. So I personally helped 88 buyers and sellers. That's a lot. And then I traveled a lot. I did a lot of speaking at other RE/MAX brokerages across the country. I did a lot of RE/MAX meetings, mastermind meetings. You know, I did a lot of traveling. I was gone a lot, and I still managed to have 88 clients that I personally took care of. But this is the deal. If they wanted to see a house and I was on an airplane or speaking somewhere else, I just had to have any one of my team members cover, right? And so they don't miss a beat. And people's time is very valuable and very precious. And when people see something that they want to see, they don't want me to say, oh, you know what? I'm out in Texas speaking to the top 500 agents in Texas, but I'll be home in 4 days. No, you know, they want to see it now. So I say, sorry, I'm in Texas at a speaking engagement, but I have team members that can show you today. What time do you want to see it? And so it's really good and, you know, frees up both ends. And so it makes for really, and I think, let's face it, we live in a world of right now, right? Like none of us are very patient. We don't want to wait. And then also the worst thing would be if I made somebody wait to see a house and then, oh, darn it, in the meantime, it's sold. Sorry, I was out of town. Sorry, you didn't get your fair shake. You know, that would not be good.
No, I can see that would be very disappointing. But if you're an individual trying to do this, that's just reality.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, too. I was actually having lunch yesterday with Tom Duxbury on my team. And he was telling me how he had a fabulous year, super successful. He was like one of our top agents on our team for his first full year in the business. I'm, you know, so proud of him. You met Tom. You know how he's just a go-getter, right? Well, anyway, he said, you know, Robin, I've been to a couple of listing appointments where they tell me that the other agents they're interviewing tell them that they don't think open houses work. And he said, why would people say that? He goes, I have gotten most of my business from people that I've met at, you know, doing open houses. And I said, well, in my opinion, and I don't like to be cynical, but I think sometimes agents who don't want to do open houses or don't have the backup staff to help them host open houses might tell people, oh, yeah, you don't want us to do open houses because they don't work, because maybe they don't personally want to give up their weekends to do them. But sure. Yeah, I mean, they definitely work. Contrary to what anybody else is saying, I can promise you we make a lot of sales over here at the Gwaltney Group from people we meet at open houses. So they definitely work. And that doesn't just mean, oh, yeah, they come and they look at our house and now you pick up a buyer. We sell a lot of the houses that we're holding open at the open house or to the person who saw it coming through our open house. So, no, they're very, very good.
And a bit of work.
Yeah, but you know what? It's worth it. You got to put the work in, right, to get the rewards, to get the results. I love it, RE/MAX results. We do get results over here at RE/MAX results for sure.
And looking back to 2024, as you already mentioned, it was a banner year for you guys.
Yeah, our year was up, I think, 35% year over year from the year previous year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
And with, it seems to be a much more optimistic mood in this country right now, going into 2025.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think those predictions of some double-digit gains are probably very realistic.
I absolutely agree because, you know, no matter where you're reading or listening to it, if you turn on the Today Show and you listen to them talking about what's going on in the real estate market, or you listen to, you know, Lawrence Yun talk from the Association of Realtors, or you listen to Brian Buffini talk about what his forecast is, or if you're listening to me, you know, week after week, which, by the way, I get so many people who stop me in the public and say that they listen to this show every week. So for those of you who are listening today, thank you so much. I mean, I always thank them when they say it, but it's really nice to have a loyal following and it makes me excited to do the show every week. So that's very cool. But basically what I was getting to is we're all saying the same thing. And that is that there is a lot of buyers. There are, rather, I'll use proper grammar. There are a lot of buyers out there with the pent up excitement to get into a home. One of the text messages that I got was from a client that I was helping, that I am helping find a house, and we were unsuccessful in 2024. They did not find what they were looking for in their price range that, you know, checked all their boxes. So they just were being patient. But they sent me a text, Happy New Year. Let's make 2025 be the year we find our house. And I'm like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's no point in rushing somebody, you know, because then guess what you end up doing? You end up buying the house that was wrong for you, not the house that was right for you. So it is something that you do got to take some time, put some effort into, so that after you've bought, you feel really good about the decision that you made, because that's so important.
I remember last week you telling the story about the young couple who wanted to jump into this one home that needed more than a little bit of work.
Yes.
And you told them, no, be patient, wait for the right one to be here.
And they found one that they love. And they have thanked me over and over. They are just in love with the house they found. And I'm so excited for them. And I had another couple, actually, that bought a house over on the... what is the name of the lake, the little man-made lake off of Country Club Manor?
Cascade?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, they bought with just a beautiful view of the lake. And they had been looking for a house for probably, 4 or 5 months. And they kept trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. Well, if we do this and we do this and we change this and we tear this, I said, you guys, you're trying too hard to make this house work for you. Let's just keep looking until you find the one. And we walked into that house and they looked at each other and both their faces lit up. And I'm like, okay, you found it. So it's fun. It's really fun when it happens.
I bet. And that sounds like it.
Yeah. And it's nice not to, I mean, I guess I really pride myself in never being pushy. I do not consider myself a salesperson. And I say this all the time. I 100% consider myself a service provider. I see our industry as a service industry, not as a sales industry, because that is my approach. I am not going to force anybody or pressure anybody into buying a house or selling a house if it's not the right thing for them to do. I mean, I've been to listing appointments where I've talked people out of listing their house. Like, I have pointed out how I feel like they will really regret selling it if they do. And you know what? Those people appreciate that. They appreciate the honesty.
Absolutely. We need to take a break. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. It's Saturday on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And, of course, the topic is real estate in southeastern Minnesota. And Robin, you thank the folks who are listening to the show. And of course, I thank them as well. Doing the show with you for this many years, the thing that I've really enjoyed most about it, Robin, is, well, your enthusiasm, number one. But number two, I have learned so much.
You have. I would hire you in a heartbeat. You would make an excellent realtor. You have a lot of knowledge. There is no doubt about it.
I'll have these conversations with people who come up with some of the myths that we've talked about over the years. And you know, I can't help it. I go, nope, that's not right.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So I have a little, this was kind of an interesting little article about home and design, what's hot and what's not.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, it says social media causes a lot of hype, but trends change frequently and could hurt resales. So sellers are wise to play with timeless simplicity. And I always say, if it's too trendy, don't do it, because trendy things are there forever and ever. There have been a few houses I've had to sell in Rochester where people thought they really went out on a limb. One out by Century High School, it was a great big house, and it was on Emerald Lane. And the sellers took that very seriously, and they put in emerald green hard surface countertops in their kitchen island and kitchen, and even in the master bath, I think. And I'm like, oh boy. And there was another house that they did, you know how you're seeing a lot of black windows now on the outsides of houses?
Yep.
So, and then on the inside too, right? So it's black windows. That took me a little getting used to. And at first I was like, is this going to be a trend or is this going to be around a while? Well, that one has definitely, you know, it has really clicked. People like it. But I've seen houses where they've done hunter green windows or burgundy windows. And neither one of those colors are really that in anymore. So now you have windows that are there forever, you know, unless you're going to go in and have somebody paint every single window inside and out or change out the windows, you're going to work with burgundy windows or green windows. So be careful if something seems like a little too trendy.
And all these shows out there, what an HD GTV and some of the stuff that they show on there, I'm going, oh my goodness, there's no way that's going to be something attractive a year from now.
So this is something. Bathrooms are getting smaller, but they're upping their amenities. Smart tech, comfort, spa-like serenity are still setting the tone. So they might not have this shower that looks like it could fit six people in it, because God knows you don't need that. But they have a shower with a steam room option, or, you know, just upgrades. Spending their money on better amenities within instead of just square footage.
So no more knocking down walls to enlarge the bathroom.
I don't think so. I don't think so. And then as far as all under one roof, the trends in multi-generational living, you know, we've talked about that quite a few times. And it is a sticky trend because there's not one solution to make it work, but families and builders are working to meet the needs with creative, flexible solutions. So, you know, some people are doing a separate unit on the same property. Some people are doing a separate wing. Some people, maybe me in the future, are doing the lower level, you know, whatever. But there are different ways to make it work. But, you know, we've talked, that's a big thing. 25% of the people who moved in 2024 moved to be closer to family. So this is real.
If you're out showing a house and they have, let's say, a kitchenette in the basement, does that make it more desirable at that point?
Okay, so that's a really good question. I recently had a very nice listing up on Fox Hill, and it was one of these very popular standalone townhomes, whatever you want to call it, patio homes, that are in the association. And I've been in a lot of them. I mean, I've been in 30 of them at least, you know, that have been either been for sale or I've sold. Either I've, you know, showed a buyer or had the listing. Anyway, this one was a little different than most because the downstairs was a completely separate unit. It had not a stove. It had a full kitchen, full-size refrigerator, full-size dishwasher, you know, full size stove, everything. It had a kitchen, not a kitchenette, had a kitchen, it had a living room, it had a theater room, it had two bedrooms, had a bathroom.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah. And of course it had a patio door, so it could have separate entrance as well. So very, very nice. But some people would come in thinking, oh, I love this place. It's everything I need on the main floor. And then they go downstairs and go, what in the world would I do with this? So the person who had built it actually thought that one of her parents would be moving here, and so she was prepared to have them in the lower level. Well, when one person came to see it, and they said something that really made sense to me, they said, we don't need the lower level, but what we're thinking about is, as we get older, if we need to bring help in our home, it would be a great place for somebody to stay that could come upstairs and help us. And I thought, oh, wow, that's a really good way of thinking. I think the people who actually ended up buying that property, I think, had out of town or out of country, maybe parents that were going to come and stay for long periods of time. And just not that they didn't want to share a kitchen and a living space, but I think sometimes it's nice to have that separation in space if the visit's going to be a long one. So,
well, you could also Airbnb it, couldn't you?
You could. Yeah. So, you know, the bottom line is this. What is perfect for one buyer is like, what in the world would I do with that to another buyer? So it's all about finding the right buyers. And so marketing in such a way, or, you know, doing a little work, putting a little work in. And that's when I say we spent those last 75 days working hard, you know, really putting our foot to the, our pedal to the metal. And people say, well, what did you do differently? Well, you start calling around and you start saying, listen, this is what I'm looking for. You know, you put out things on the RE/MAX Facebook page saying, does anybody have something for my buyer? They specifically need this, this, or this. So don't just sit and wait for it to pop up on the MLS, but do some footwork. Or, you know, for instance, we had clients that said, I'm going to probably be selling in the spring. And I said, let me just call them and see if they would be willing to let us see your house since it's a perfect fit. Oh, yeah. You know what? They were not only willing to let us see it, they even said, well, we could close by the end of January. We thought we'd want to wait till March, but now we can make the end of January work. So sometimes we just have to put the pieces together, make the deals happen. And that just means working harder for our clients. And I mean, that's something we're definitely willing to do.
Absolutely. Full service. Robin, another break already. We'll return in a moment. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. New Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. It's a new year, Robin. So I'm going to ask you for the first time of 2025, any listings to share with us?
Yes, I don't have new listings yet. I have two that will be coming because I've had the two listing appointments, but they're not up and running yet.
Okay.
So I will highlight, I have four listings that we've had on the market for less than 30 days. So in our current market terms, these would be fresh listings. Okay.
Yep.
So we have the one that's been on the longest has been on the market pushing 30 days. And that one is out in Southeast Rochester, and it's at 1623 Marvell Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know where you're at.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, this is a really unique property because it is a ranch style house. It has 5 bedrooms and 3 baths. It has a 3-car attached garage. And then in addition to that, it has a great big separate shed, like large, like you could put an RV in there, a great big boat in there, or a big workshop, a big building out back. So the house itself is 2,800 square feet finished. And then that great big 3-car garage is really nice, heated, attached, finished walls. And then that great big shed out back. So again, lots of space and all of this for under $400,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, $399. And the lot is, it's big. It's 207 feet long and 173 feet wide. So it's almost an acre. It's like 0.83 acres. So it's big. Nice place. We put that on the, you know, we put that on the market right before the holidays, and we've had a few showings, but I think with the spring market, that one will definitely appeal to somebody and will fly off the market. So excited about that one.
And everybody loves storage.
Yes. And just some people just need a shop, or they need place to, yeah, put their toys or whatever. So yeah, I think it'll be a great find for someone in a great price range. And the owner, the current owner, was an electrician. He's retired now, but oh my gosh, he's done so many nice things to that place. It's in really nice shape. All right. The next one I'll tell you about is just a doll of a house. This one's at 1427 4th Avenue Southwest. This house I actually sold to the past owners and then sold it for them. And then Michael from our team sold it to the current owners when it was our listing, and now we're selling it for them. And it is really, really cute. You know where it is, right? Where, what's that mall? Not Crossroads, but yeah, is it?
Yeah.
The one that's right off the Beltline? Yeah. So if you go to the far end where like the hardware store is, then across the road, there's that little neighborhood tucked in.
Sure.
It's really nice.
Yeah, there's a and park back one, there. And
yeah, well, this one, the backyard backs up to the big park, which is really good. So it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. I think the only reason this one hasn't sold is because it is a 1-car garage. Now, the good news is there's plenty of driveway space and extra concrete on the side for a second car. It was built in 1962, but it's been redone. Like, it's got newer windows, newer roof, newer inside. Really, really cute. And that one's $339. So that one's been on the market 10 days. I think within the next, maybe even by next week, we'll be under
contract. In that price range, yeah.
Yeah. It's a really cute house. We have a mobile home on some land out in Stuartville. And this one is a 3-bed, 2-bath, no garage. And it is $85,000. So we've had a few phone calls on that one.
Affordable housing right there.
Affordable housing, something for everybody. And then the last one that I will highlight today is 735 16th Avenue Southeast. And that one is a, you know, basic split level house built in 1991, four beds, two baths, two car garage. It's about 1,700 square feet and it is $249.9 million.
Meadow Park neighborhood over there. Yep.
Yep. Yep. So we are all the way down from 85,000 up to 400,000. Those are four houses that are all in a very realistic price range.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully by the end of the end of January, those will all be under contract.
We'll get an update from you later on, I'm sure.
Yes, you will.
We have a couple minutes left. Anything you want to share with us before we have to sign off?
All right. I'll share some highlights. Okay. More homeowners are realizing that they need an agent's help in this complex market. And that's why there's a record low number of people who are trying to sell without a pro by their side. So that makes me very happy. Without an agent's help, tackling pricing, staging, repairs, paperwork, negotiation, all those things, you guys, can be a real headache and also a real hassle. So I will say that I think the average person who sells with a realtor earns 11%, or they sell their house for 11% more than they would have if they had tried to do it on their own.
Okay? And you're not paying 11% commission.
You're absolutely not paying 11% commission. So we definitely can take the stress out of it for you, get you more money, make it just much easier on you. So if you're out there and you are sitting with a house that you're thinking about putting it on the market, by all means, give us a call, because there's still, like I say, pent up need for housing for pre-owned homes. And we've got buyers that are pre-approved in high record numbers. People are like ready to put a contract into place. So definitely we're looking for listings, always looking for listings. And
all right,
if you're on the other side and you want to buy, we'll definitely help you with that as well.
So how do we get a hold of Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results?
Yes, please. Call my cell phone anytime that it works for you. My cell phone number is 507-259-4926. And I promise you, if I'm not talking to somebody else, I'm going to answer it. And if I am, just leave me a message and I will call you back promptly.
Great. Well, Robin, you have a wonderful weekend and we'll chat again next Saturday.
Sounds great.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9.